Did you see it? Did you see it? Well, neither did I for 22 years. Buckle up, we're about to break the matrix. This is Maui's Missing Kids, 9/11 CGI, and the war for your mind. Before we start, just a quick word about a very important sponsor. It's Noble Gold. Guys, you know they tried to destroy SGT Report, and it's because of our great sponsors, sponsors like Noble Gold, we're still in the fight for the Republic. And Noble Gold is in the fight for you and your wealth. You'll be able to sleep much better at night once you reach out to Noble Gold. Here's the thing. George Carlin was right. They're coming after everything. And you know what? They'll probably get it because it's a big club and you ain't in it. And the government is not going to stop printing. That's why Noble Gold Investments can really help. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. I want you to write this number down. 877-646-5347. Give it some thought and then call them tomorrow. Take action to protect yourself, especially if all your eggs are in one basket, like stocks or bonds. That's 877-646-5347. Now, always do your own due diligence before making any investment. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. You can also go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. It's the gold company I trust. The link and phone number are below. I downloaded this video from YouTube, which shows 18 different views of the airplane impacting the South Tower on the morning of September 11th, 2001. I was prompted to do so after this video appeared in my feed on BitChute. I posted the video at my site, thephaser.com. I'm not sure who the narrator is, or I would give him credit. This is the video of Flight 175 hitting the South Tower. The video was shot by diamond merchant Michael Hezarkani. Slow motion analysis of this video shows an impossible anomaly.
Let me show you a still of this video. I've highlighted a building that's clearly behind the South World Trade Center Tower. Yet when we pay close attention to the video, Flight 175's wing should appear in front of the building, not behind it. This is a layering CGI glitch, and this proves that this video, which was seen all over the world, over and over and over again, year after year, is a CGI rendering. Thus, it's not an amateur witness video. It's a fake. And this is one of many, many faked videos put out by the news media.
Never having seen that before, I went to YouTube and downloaded a clean version of the Hezarkani video so I could verify or debunk this analysis for myself. And here's what I found. The building, which is clearly in the background, is now in the foreground, and the plane's wing passes behind it. I have never subscribed to the no planes theory on 9/11, preferring to stick to the smoking guns which more easily prove the false flag nature of the entire event. World Trade Center 7. Collapsing at free fall speed, Larry Silverstein's testimony that they decided to pull that building, and the BBC reporting about the collapse of World Trade Center 7 10 minutes prior to the collapse. But what this analysis of the Diamond Merchants video proves is that there is a war on for your mind and much more to the true story about 9/11. Which brings us to the Maui massacre, the missing kids and missing school buses. In my most recent discussion with attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet, I stated the following. Now we get into the realm of new research that really has me wondering what really did happen to these kids, because one of two things is possible. Either they were burned alive in their homes or they were trafficked out of Maui during this debacle, perhaps before the debacle. We're told the kids were sent home from school. Have you guys seen the mystery of the yellow school buses? Dr. Vliet,
the missing yellow school buses. Yeah, there's a bunch of them missing. They don't know where they are.
Yeah. Now, this is very puzzling because we know that Pedogate and Pizzagate are two of the drivers of financial monetary gain for the evildoers in this world. The mayor and governor of Hawaii continue to avoid answering any questions regarding the hundreds of missing children of Lahaina, prompting many real news journalists, citizens and observers to call the entire event a massive cover-up. At this point, it's clear the missing kids are not coming back. So what happened to them? either they were tragically burned alive in the fires, or they were trafficked out of the area and presumably off the island to await a fate which in many cases is worse than death. And today I discovered this video, purportedly shot on the island of Maui. The location of the missing school buses, if this video is accurate, offers horrifying circumstantial evidence that the latter may well be the case.
You can see a bunch of school buses. These are the school buses that were taken away from the fire by military professionals. As you can see, this is an airfield at an unknown location. You can see the jets in the background. This is a military base. And there's a lot of mysterious occurrences that go on here that I can't go too deep about. I think I've already said too much, but if you're looking for the children, they're probably somewhere in this general facility. I'll leave you the Easter egg yourself. There's more videos. And if you take a look at the billboard right here,
where are the missing children of Lahaina? And finally today, how did we get to such a point in human history where things are so bad that no one even cares about the alien hoax disclosure? Yes, Mexico's own UFO enthusiast Jaime Maussan is back at it again with mummified aliens, he says, and no one gives a damn. Why? Well, to quote a response to Anthony Papliano's tweet about the matter, no one cares because everybody knows it's BS. If I die because I was shot by a radioactive gun from an alien, I will get to heaven and laugh. No one believes the lies of the government anymore. It won't be an alien gun, friends. It'll be 5G or a directed energy weapon. And yes, according to Wernher von Braun, it will all be blamed on aliens because the last card they will play, he told his assistant Carol Rosen repeatedly, is the alien card. And it will all be a lie. Which brings us to the core of our real problems, a 2020 selection so riddled with fraud that it allowed for a geriatric, senile, treacherous, corrupt to the core, career grifting politician to be installed as the president of USA Inc., which led us directly to an open border invasion, the destruction of our energy independence, and a proxy war with Russia, which is costing us hundreds of billions in direct aid to Ukraine, while the people of East Palestine, Ohio, and the people of Maui get nothing. Do you remember election night in 2020 when voting in Georgia was paused at State Farm Arena in Atlanta?
The observers were told to leave, that the ballot counting had stopped for the night. But once everybody had left, except for the ballot counters, watch what happens in the upper right-hand corner of your screen.
And poll worker Ruby Freeman and her friends were then captured on video pulling ballots out from under tables and appeared to keep counting and double-counting ballots. Yes, the same Ruby Freeman who Joe Biden honored with a presidential medal, calling her Lady Ruby, an election worker who persevered by simply doing her job.
Joining these law enforcement officers honorees are five other public servants, Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Shay Moss. Where are you guys? Sitting up there, right in the middle. They were election workers from Atlanta, Georgia. Ruby, who for years has taken time away from running her own business to work in election season, to honor voting rights, the heritage of her beloved city. Her daughter, Shay, who learned from her grandma how older generations of her family fought so hard to even get the right to vote. So Shay decided to become a full-time election worker to help the elderly, the disabled, the students exercise their fundamental right to vote. Both of them were just doing their jobs until they were targeted and threatened by the same predators and peddlers of lies that would fuel the insurrection. They were literally forced from their homes, facing despicable racist taunts. But despite it all, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss found the courage to testify openly and honestly to the whole country and the world about their experience, to set the record straight about the lies and defend the integrity of our elections. Ruby and Shay, you don't deserve what happened to you, but you do deserve the nation's eternal thanks for showing the dignity and grace of we, the people. Presumptuous of me, but I'm so proud of you both. So proud of you both.
We the people, or we the ballots in Banana Joe's Banana Republic? Well, in Banana Joe's Banana Republic, you don't just stop at rewarding such behavior with a public speech and a medal. No, sir. You also get the DOJ to target for imprisonment for 5 years anyone who would dare try to get Ruby Freeman to admit what actually happened on election night. Here's TMZ.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since Donald Trump's last criminal indictment. Not so much. And this new 13-count indictment has a bit of a connection to Kanye.
So Trump was indicted in Georgia for this RICO conspiracy to try to overturn the election results.
Also charged, this woman, Trump ally Trevion Coody, one-time publicist for Kanye West and R. Kelly.
And there's a video of her seemingly trying to threaten or strong-arm an election official named Ruby Freeman in a police station.
In an alleged attempt to coerce Freeman to confess to ballot tampering, a claim that was proven false.
I cannot say what specifically will take place. I just know that it
threatened the crap out of her in front of a cop, and it's all on body cam video.
Well, that's exactly what she's accused of trying to do, and now Coody is looking at a minimum 5 years in prison.
What I love is when she says, what Ruby should have said is, so who'd you work for?
Exactly.
What if she said Kanye West?
And R. Kelly.
Would that impress her or make her run?
Thanks, Trevion. It's been horrifying.
Yes, friends. Only in Banana Joe's Banana Republic can you get upside down world as crazy, out of control, and illogical as this one. Where those who question fraudulent elections go to prison, and those who may have participated in election fraud are richly rewarded publicly. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, you can find the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda, and all of those CIA, CNN, Mockingbird mainstream media lies at sgtreport.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you and yours. And P.S., if you're still with me, I have something else to show you. I swear, I kid you not, I had prepped this video to post the day after 9/11, and ironically, on September 11th, my buddy over on Twitter, Jimmy Falk, posted this. I remember Sean from SGT doing this Rebecca Roth interview about her book, Methodical Deception. So I want to share that with you right now. If I've piqued your interest about 9/11 and that subject is new to you, well, dig in, because this will shock you to your core. A microdoc of mine from 2015, 9/11, from Cheney to Mossad.
I'm going to take you to Dick Cheney. Fasten your seatbelt, and this is going to absolutely blow you away. I would like you, if you can do this on your computer, to go to methodicaldeception.com. And when you open that up, on the navigation bar, you'll see where it says resources. And you'll want to click on that resources. And then there's a big box that says about the Israeli art students at the World Trade Center. Click here. Click on that and tell me when you get to that page that has some photographs, because this is the elephant in the room that nobody wanted to talk about. And this is one of the documents, a 61-page DEA document that I went over and over and over and connected Israeli Mossad bomb experts to an art group that were traveling around the United States, and to an art group that gave themselves the name of Gelatin. So are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, so you got those pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to take you to Dick Cheney. Just listen up. You're looking at those pictures. Those are some Israeli art students that came from a foreign country, and their art project was called Bee Thing. They called their team the Gelatin Group. And just so you understand this, gelatin is often referred to as gelignite or blasting gelatin. It's also referred to as blasting jelly, but gelatin, and they later on changed their name because people started waking up to this. So they named their name Gelatin. They called their art project the Bee Thing. And you will see on the left-hand side a photograph of the title page of their book. And what the Bee Thing was, there was a group called the Lower Manhattan Cultural Center that was renting the 91st floor, or allowed to live on the 91st floor. These foreign art students, and some of them were connected to a group of traveling art students that were all over the country that the DEA found out about because they were going door to door to some of their agents' homes and their offices. And some of the offices were not public locations. So they were like, who are these people? There's Israeli students trying to sell us art. This was just a smokescreen. So you wouldn't go to where we're about to go. Now, the guy in the pink shirt, he's on the top right-hand side.
Yep.
Kind of a pink shirt on. He has repelling gear on. Yeah. They removed a window. This was their art project. They put a wooden balcony out, and they had photographs taken via a helicopter that was rented by their sponsor from the Lower Manhattan Cultural Center. And that particular gentleman also had a big party to celebrate this event. And he rented part of the top floors of the Millennium Hotel. You'll remember that from 9/11, and who was there, the Bush relative, and took pictures and had a big champagne party watching this. Okay, look behind the gentleman in the pink shirt. You're going to see two big bold numbers. It says BB18. Those are fuse holders. Now look at all three pictures and look at how many boxes of plastic fuse holders that can be used for remote control demolition. And ask yourself, why would art students from Israel and Austria be having thousands of fuse holders? This building was built in the early 1970s. They weren't electricians. They weren't redoing all of the electricity in that building. You know, think about this. Okay, so I get this book out, I'm waiting for my shipment of books to show up, and I literally had a voice say to me, look into this. Those fuses, by the way, come from a company called Lytel Fuse, L-I-T-T-E-L, Fuse Company. They're located in Chicago. And some little voice said to me, take a look into this Lytel Fuse Company, where all of those fuse holders behind those artists are. And now some of those artists are guaranteed Mossad bomb experts. And that's in the DEA document that you can read. So I find out that Lytel Company is a subsidiary of a corporation called Tracor, T-R-A-C-O-R. Now Tracor, they went bankrupt and split their company. They were a government contractor. They split them off into Tracor Aviation, Lytel Fuse, and Tracor Defense Holdings. They're based in Austin, Texas. They were bought out by Westmark Systems. Bobby Ray Inman was the chairman of Westmark at a point. Then Westmark kind of started losing it, and Tracor bought them back. Tracor bought out a company called Vitro, which used to be the Kellex Company. Let me tell you about Kellex Company. The Kellex Corporation was a wholly owned subsidiary of M.W. Kellogg, as in cereal, you know that guy, Kellogg, company. Kellex was formed in 1942 that the so Kellogg's operation relating to the Manhattan Project could be kept separate and secret, Kel meaning Kellogg and X meaning secret. The new company's goal was to design a facility for the production of enriched uranium through a gaseous diffusion technique. In gaseous diffusion, isotopes of uranium-235 could be separated from uranium-238 by turning uranium metal into uranium hexafluoride gas and straining it through a barrier material. Now, this is kind of interesting, too. So for those of you who remember that originally the first responders were getting calls that there was a missile launch from the Woolworth Building, the newly formed Kellex Company's original headquarters were in the Woolworth Building in Lower Manhattan. I know, it's just another coincidence, isn't it? They later on moved to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. But now the Kellex Company, you will know them today. Here we are, fasten your seatbelts, as Halliburton.
Dick Cheney's old company.
There you go. I told you I was going to take you to Dick Cheney.